Thank you, Mr. President. First and foremost, my delegation wishes to express its appreciation and gratitude to you and your team's leadership and relentless efforts to advance the work of this conference. My delegation also takes this opportunity to thank all those who displayed remarkable flexibility in search of consensus and much needed progress. Thanks to this spirit of compromise and sense of urgency, we came quite close to a decision on our program of work program. While my delegation still deems the President's initial non-paper to be more effective and conducive to advancing the work of this conference, we nevertheless view the text circulated yesterday as a positive, workable compromise and basis that will enable us to move forward on the substantive front. It is therefore regrettable and unfortunate, indeed, that this one last step forward cannot be taken due to broken consensus. My delegation has consistently stressed that paralyzing inaction does not provide for undiminished security for all. It is to the contrary. In any case, this is not the time for defeatism. Rather, we look forward to continued consultations under the Indonesian presidency and reach agreement, preferably before the high-level segment, so as to provide positive momentum for the CD going forward. As we repeatedly witness, striking a balance on a POW has been a colossal challenge, which need not be repeated each year. As my delegation stressed during our plenary session last month, we very much look forward to including an element that will allow for continuity of our work in the POW to be agreed. With these remarks, I wish to reiterate my thanks to the Indian Presidency and also avail this opportunity to express my delegation's commitment to continue its constructive engagement under the incoming Indonesian Presidency, which we very much look forward to. I thank you.